Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Tipton High School. We're going to talk right now with Elwood Kansas head coach, Michael Carter. It's great to see you, sir.
It's nice to be here, finally.
So you've got energy.
Absolutely. We missed our first game, so we got to bring it to this.
What I got to ask you, I saw you throw a pass, or is it you must have been a quarterback?
Outside linebacker.
All right, outside linebacker.
Yes, and I had an offensive position as a center, but I never played center.
Where'd you go to high school?
Big County.
Great. Good football from Cameron. How about, where did you go to college?
Ball State.
You get your degree?
Yes, PE.
That's wonderful. So you teach them phys ed there at Elwood?
Yes, I teach two classes of weight. I teach the seventh grade PE, and I teach two classes of health.
Excellent. I tell you what, we're going to talk about Will Rutherford. I saw him play last year. The guys like having a coach on the field.
Absolutely. I like to say that, yeah, he's exactly that. He's the coach on the field. You know, he's a winner. He's in one of my PE classes, and he just tells kids, hey, go do this, and they do it. No matter how big or small that kid is, he just leads kids in a positive way.
The locker room is great when he's in it.
Absolutely. But we also have 13 seniors, so the locker room is great all the time.
We do know that. We're going to do a good job tonight. You can get on puttingsports.com. You want to look to do a replay tomorrow or a year from now here. So we'll hit you. How about Drake Jackson? He's a junior. I know he's been in the weight room. He's 5'7", 210. He's like a fireplace.
Oh, yeah. Drake benches about 275. He'll squat about 230, something like that. We got to get his power clean numbers up, but he's working hard. He's in my weight class as well, and he's a big bowling ball.
That sounds good. I'm going to talk about your way back. Colton Jetty, Toby Horton. I tell you what, both those guys, seniors.
Yes, and they're both pretty big bodies for the position, so when we ask them to block, I think they can really, really do a good job there.
Coach, I'm going to ask you one more. Your linebacker crew, you've got three of them. Ty Pittman, Jaron Pennell, and Tyler Mendenhall, all three of those guys are seniors.
Absolutely. Hines has played kind of a hybrid package for us. The guy has had the unfortunate time in his career of having injuries in the first game of the season. And if you want to talk about somebody that's hungry to play, that's Hines Pittman. And the other two, Jaron and Mindy, they're just real stand-up guys. All three of those guys are captains, along with Will Rutherford. Just outstanding workers, great human beings.
I tell you what, Coach, we wish the best for you. I tell you what, I appreciate your communication this week.
Absolutely, anytime.
Sure, appreciate that. That is Coach Michael Korn. Say what? You can tell that guy knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's a fiery guy. He's a fiery guy. See what they can do tonight.
Sounds good. I tell you what, good sign-ups right now. They've got the orange tops on their helmets so they know who's playing defense. See what they do that in college, that works really well.
Yeah, that does work really well.
A lot of guys are going to wear the over jerseys, you know. These things get ripped. I tell you what, these tops, orange, look nice.
They definitely look nice. They look in warm-ups like they're hungry to play some football, but it should be pretty good effort tonight from the Elwood Panthers.
I tell you what, the Elwood Panthers, I figured it up this week. They're top five, their front five on offense. They average 240.
Wow, that's amazing. See what they can do. Like I said, they look hungry.
And then defensively, the front four, they average 2.25.
That's pretty good for high school. They're going to have to probably stop a run game. Chipman ran the ball a lot last week, so we'll see what kind of action they go on with tonight.
What, the field looks good. Hopefully the rain's going to stay away. It kind of looks like it's going to. Lightning delay, we're going to start a half an hour later, but that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. At least they can get the game in and not have too much of a delay. 7:30 is not too bad. I remember when games used to be at 7:30 every week, so.
You go up to Rensselaer, you start at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a long way.
It might be a different time zone. But anyway, we'll walk this direction. We'll look for Coach Toll to have a moment to talk with us. We'll mention the wristwatch, 7:09. Say what, going to be some good NFL games on tonight. Say what, you look back. And but anyway, we're going to talk to Coach Toll here in just a minute, walking this way. Coach Toll, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
I tell you what, it's a beautiful night. The field looks great.
Yep. First home game of the year. A little lightning delay. That's kind of typical for Tipton Elwood. It seems like something weather going on every time, right? We've had to play twice on Saturday. Not going to happen tonight. We've got a great night. It's going to cool off a little bit. And another big old school rivalry, at least to me. So.
Good. I tell you what, you're almost 67% winning percentage, Coach. I see you're listed. You're right there with the rest of them.
Well, that's for guys like you to check, I guess. I just want to win tonight and go 2-0. Coach's talk says a lot of teams will improve more week two than any other week during the season. So take them away, take Frankson away. I'm concerned about the guys in blue tonight and how well we execute. We focus on ourselves all week. We don't have any film. They haven't scrimmaged. They haven't played a game. They got a brand new coach. Never done that before, so we're going totally blind into this. So we're going to see how well we coach our kids to play position defense and adapt to things. And kind of excited, to be honest.
You'll be somewhat familiar with their quarterback.
He's a returning starter. He's a good athlete. He's that kid that's football, basketball, and sure he's a baseball player, too. He's probably the best athlete in high school. And, in the Hoosier Conference, you face like that. You face guys like that every Friday. So, again, we like to think we have some of those guys of our own and see how we match up tonight.
Coach, you had a defensive shutout last week at Frankton. Can you get any pros and cons for us?
I thought we played very disciplined defense. Wing T, that's what it calls for. You got to stay at home. You can't be making your buddy's play. You got to trust your buddy to make his play so you can stay at home and make your play. You got a shutout, held to 110 yards total O. So on paper, at least it looks like we did our job, so hopefully we can do something similar tonight.
Maybe at the start of the game, will we see more of Sutter Griffin and give Eli Carter a little bit of a break?
We want to keep bringing Sutter along. I think people are going to know how good Eli is, we can't give it to him every time, so we've got to develop some depth. Sutter's the next guy. Bruce Irby is another running back. Start bringing those young guys along. So, Eli only carried it 13 times last week. There's going to be nights where he carries it more, but hopefully tonight's not one of them.
That's good. You mentioned Bruce Irby. He told me last week after the game he wore six numbers as a Blue Devil, a three that I can remember. He's a team player.
I'll tell you how sounds like a football player to me. I mean, he can play guard, running back, tight end, inside linebacker, outside linebacker. He's a long snapper. He's on our kickoff team. So when you are that versatile, yeah, we got to kind of move you. He plays where we need him based on everybody else on the team. So we're glad he's on our squad.
It caused a pretty good fumble about right here versus Hamilton Heights.
Yes, he did. And I'm sure that was a heck of a collision. I'm glad that young man was okay. But it was one of the better ones I've seen.
Let's talk about Nick Hughes real quick. Where's number 25? He's your place kicker.
We've got two kickers. We're gonna switch roles tonight, I think. So Dakota Ferg's gonna kick extra points to start with, and Nick's gonna kick off for us. We've got Dakota was on the team last year, but didn't get a ton of varsity experience. Nick is brand new to the team, so we're gonna try to get them both as much experience as we can. And four or five games into this, we'll know who's suited to do what.
I got to get some nose tackle. Nose tackle Giovanni Quintez, 62. Say what, that guy's good.
Giovanni is he's the reason guys like me coach high school football, because 3 years ago he wasn't very good, and he would tell you that. And he's worked his tail off. He's one of those kids that's probably lost 30 or 40 pounds since last fall. He's got himself into playing shape, and he's put himself on as a starter on our defense. So it's guys like those that Tipton is always thrived on.
Last one I'll mention, Tipton, D50 front, 3-4, and then Elwood, 4-3.
Yep, which is good since we're not any film, but it's pretty much the same front that we saw last week. So, we watched a lot of film of our challenge our kids. Can't watch them, so watch yourself. See what you did right, see what you did wrong, so hopefully we can correct that tonight.
Thank you, Coach. It's not appreciated.
Absolutely.
So we'll walk this direction. Talking with Coach Cole. Cole's going to jog off into the locker room. He looks like number 88 on his back right now when he's ready for Tipton. He gets a Six passes, Ernie, and he was the holder. Matter of fact, the longest field goal ever scored by Pittman, he held for. And that field goal took him into next week in the playoffs.
Yeah, I remember him as a player back when he was ready to play high all the time. And he was a good player, too.
We're going to walk out this way to try to get in the press box before the national anthem. The band is assembling right now. We'll walk this direction. And it's going to be Pittman hosting Elwood tonight. The Blue Devils and the Panthers. That's an every day. Excuse me, every year that happens. And then we'll walk up in the press box. We'll get up top. We got a little bit of a free game ready to present. We'll walk up this direction. And I appreciate it very much. There's Michelle Garner.
Hello, AJ. How you doing?
I'm sorry to interrupt your conversation. Hey. What are you wearing this Lambeau Field shirt for?
I got a diehard Packers fan. Have been since I was young.
I can get that quarterback back that throws baseballs like it's a football, or vice versa.
Green Bay's had back-to-back good quarterbacks with Favre and Rodgers, so I was glad to see him back.
I like Favre because he became a Viking.
Sorry about your luck there, bud.
Vikings lost two. They're playing now at 8 o'clock. We'll see what happens.
Yes, you will.
The Kansas City Chiefs going to go first half with all the starters.
All right.
I hope you're good.
Well, I guess more power to him.
Hoping that you're hurt. So we'll walk this direction. Walk up in the booth. That was Michelle Garnett. And what she writes for the Christian Tribune. Hey, what's that? Chauvin. But for female, she knows more than most guys know. We're seeing for the National Anthem here at Tipton High School. They practice hard, and they've been doing it for as long as Tipton Blue Devils been practicing football this year.
Yeah, that was definitely a good one there, AJ.
I think one look down on the sideline by the officials, the tall gentleman in civilian clothes, Chris Kaufman, IESSAA. Tell you what, if you ask him, he played college football. He lets people know that when they ask, they say, what position would you get the place kicker?
I would not have guessed that by your statue here.
But anyway, we'll talk a little bit about those participating in the ballgame tonight. 11 minutes left on the three games. So we'll talk about the Elwood Panthers. Elwood Panthers have a school enrollment of 416. They're class 2A, sectional 36. There are 8 in their sectional. They are Tipton, LaBelle, Eastbrook, Elwood, Blackford, Eastern, Alexandria, and Franklin. We're making the principal at Elwood High School is Dr. Troy Friedersdorf. There we go. Friedersdorf. And the athletic director is Brian Williams. The athletic secretary is Lindsay Dern. She is also the varsity volleyball coach. And I understand her niece is a member of the Trinity squad, and that's Nicole. We're missing back home. They play at Panther Stadium. They have natural grass. Where do you think Elwood High School is located? At 1137 North 19th Street at Delwood, Indiana, 46036. You can reach him by phone, 765-552-9854. You can reach him on the web at elwoodpanthers.net. They wear the colors red and royal blue. They participate in the Central Indiana Conference. There are 8 members in that conference. We'll mention. It's Eastbrook. Eastbrook won last week. They're 1-0. Oak Hill, they won last week. They're 1-0. Elwood did not play. They're 0-0. This is game one for them tonight. Alexandria, they're 0-1. Blackford, 0-1. Frankston, 0-1. Madison Grand, 0-1. And Mississinewa, 0-1. Class 4A school. Go figure. We'll mention the head coach. We talked to him during pregame. Nice FCMB. Knows all things about football. Head coach Michael Kern. Michael Kern, he's coaching his first football game tonight. So, well, he'll do a fine job. And we'll mention next week, the Elwood Panthers will be at Oak Hill. They are the Golden Eagles. Here's Ernie. He's going to talk about Houston football.
The second blue game is the 505 students. They are in class 2 and 6 in the sectional. Tipton, Littell, Eastbrook, Elwood, Blackford, Eastern, Alexandria, Frankton. Their principal is Rick Stilson. Athletic director is Corey Ferdinand. Athletic secretary is Tammy Sullivan. They play at Tipton Stadium. It's natural grass. Tipton High School is located at 619 Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them on the phone at 765-675-7431. You can reach them on TiptonAthletics.com on the internet. You can also reach them Twitter at @BlueDevil_football_FB. Blue, their colors are blue and white. They are in the Huger Conference East. There's 10 teams in the conference and they play in the East. Hampton Heights is 0-1. Lewis Cass is 0-0. They didn't play last week. Northwestern is 0-1. Tipton is 1-0. And Western is 0-1. Move over to the west. Bend Central is 0-1. LCC is 0-1. Rensselaer is 1-0. Twin Lakes is 1-0. West Lafayette is 1-0. Tipton week one is only East division win last week at Tipton. Overall, there's 1-0 in the Hoosier Conference. Their coach is Aaron Toll with a pretty impressive record of 120 wins and 64 losses in a 17th year, all at Tipton High School. Next week, they play Twin Lakes at 7:30 right here at home. Here's AJ.
Hi, AJ. We'll talk a little bit about what happened last week. Last week, we'll let you know in the Hoosier Conference. Kind of turned out like this. Thanks, Ernie. We'll mention in the Hoosier Conference last week, game night, August 20th. That was week one. We'll mention at Delphi. Delphi got the win over Benton Central 12-2. No, that's not a baseball score, Ernie. That's a football score. You've got to think that Delphi might have given up 2 points.
Yeah, it looks like it. So they didn't, maybe they were deep down there and they didn't want to give up a fumble on end zone or something.
Very good. And we'll mention at Rensselaer. 41 for Rensselaer Bombers, and now they went against Kankakee Valley, 41-17. We'll also mention at Tri-West, what a ball game this month's been. Tri-West 34, Central Catholic 32. We'll mention at West Lafayette, they kind of take turns about every year, win or a loss. They went against Lafayette Jets. West Lafayette got the win, 27-21. Lewis Cass did not play last week. They're playing tonight. I think they're at Northview. Or North Prairie, I believe. That's it. And we'll mention last week at Hamilton Heights. Monroe Central got the win over the Huskies. 10-0. And at Twin Lakes last week, Twin Lakes Indians got the win over Northwestern. 38-12. At Frankton last week, most of you guys know, Tipton got the win on the road. 34-0. And at Kokomo took care of Western 28-14. That was 8 games, 1 cross-conference game, And we'll talk a little bit about the Central Indiana Conference. Central Indiana Conference last week, week one, we mentioned Jake Henry got the win at home versus Blackford in 33-6. It was Alexandria at home, 27-27. Alexandria at home lost to Eastern Hancock, 37-27. That must have been a good one. And at home at Eastbrook, Eastbrook got the win over Huntington North, 41-6. And at Tri-Central, Tri-Central got the win over Madison Green at 28-12. At Pendleton Heights, Pendleton Heights got the win, 21-14 over Mississippi. And then at Eastern High School, Eastern fell to Oak Hill, 42-20. And again, you know what, Franklin Tipton got the win on the road, 34-0. Elwood Idol in week one, they're going to play tonight. They're going to get Tipton. Here's Ernie, he'll talk about what's going to happen tonight in the Hoosier Conference.
Tonight in the Hoosier Conference, we have Ben Central at Cedar, Elwood at Tipton, Central Catholic at Garen, Lewis Cass at North Miami, Logansport at Northwestern, McCutcheon is at West Lafayette, and we also have Hampton Heights at Bluffton, sorry about that. At 8 o'clock, it's the Rensselaer at North Newton, Twin Lakes is at New Prairie, that's at 7:30, and tomorrow at 10 a.m., you got Western Boone playing at Western.
You got two games here. They had to find a new foe. Lewis Cass was going to bring McConaughey is in quarantine. North Miami, it's not North New. North Miami tonight, Hamilton Heights did not play North Montgomery at home, so they had to pick up a game and they'll go to Bluffton. They're there now, and we'll mention 10 a.m. tomorrow. Western is going to host Western Boone. We'll take a moment of silence for a beautiful 16-year-old young man playing football. We'll take a moment of silence for him. I tell you what, that's something that nobody needs to live with, and I wish the best for their family. Here's Ernie with the Central Indiana Conference.
Hey, Ernie. Central Indiana Conference tournament is Alexandria at Wabash, Eastbrook at New Haven, Eastern at Blackburn, Elwood at Tipton, Franklin at LaPel, Marion is at Mississinewa, Southern Wells is at Madison Grant, and Southwood is at Oak Hill. That's a wrap on the Central Indiana Conference for week two. Here's AJ.
Okay, we've got a minute 55 clock rolling down. They're introducing. We're talking about the Tipton Blue Devils. I think we're talking about the offensive unit. And then we'll talk about them. We'll let you guys know. They're the Elwood Panthers. Their front line, as I mentioned, 240 pounds average. They're going to start at the center position with a junior, 6'1", 230. That's Hunter Salih, he wears number 72. Left guard, 5'9", 225, Steven McCray, they'll wear number 57. Right guard is going to be 5'9", 2.25", Tyler Mendenhall, coach called him Mindy. We'll mention the right tackle is going to be Caleb Bombar. We'll get that name hopefully better. Caleb Bombar, he's 6'1", 260, wears number 75. And then Aiden Corbett, he'll wear number 76, 2260. They'll go with the quarterback that they used a year ago. I tell you what, I was impressed with that gentleman a year ago. Will Rutherford, 5'11", 155. He'll play quarterback to get ready to walk out for the coin toss. Behind him, he'll be a fullback. He'll be the lone running back right there, 5'7", 210. Coach Teddy Bentgren is 275. And that's Drake Jackson. He wears number 31. He'll get the ball quite a bit tonight. And we'll mention, Tipton won the toss by default, but they'll defer and they'll kick off to Elwood. They'll kick from the north to the south. Elwood will do the returning. And we'll mention, wing back position. We talked about him in pregame with Coach. Clinton Jetty wears number 13. As you said, he's got a couple big guys. He's 6'2", 3'10". On the other side, way back 6'2", 200, that's Kobe Horton. Their receiver's going to line up number four. He's a junior, Braden Demon, 6'4", 150. The other side is going to be Gavin Roberts, 5'8", 140. Wide receiver wears number eight.
Yeah, like I said, pre-game Elwood looked pretty hungry out there. The quarterback threw a pretty good ball, and so we'll see. They're going to get the ball first. Looks like early here that Tippin deferred the first two games, so that's probably what their game plan is, to go on defense first and see what they can do on defense.
Well said. If you're talking about it, we're going to get ready to break the huddle, opening kickoff. We'll let you know the Atlanta Earth Festival. It's a new Earth Festival. The Atlanta New Earth Festival took a pandemic hiatus in 2020, but it's back for 2021. Be sure to set your calendar on the fourth weekend in September to come right up. This year's festival will be held on September 25th and 26th. The total population of Atlanta, Indiana is approximately 750. But this little northern Hamilton town sees more than 70,000 visitors at the East Atlanta New Earth Festival. They want more than 40-plus years strong and back in the saddle again. If you want to check them out, 765-292-2636. On the web, atlantaindiana.com. If you want to get a booth space downtown, give them a call. There's the kickoff, Nick Hughes. End under rim, really a short kick, and the drop at the 21, picking up on a hop to go the other direction. Number four, Braden Beeman. Braden Beeman, the ball carrier, her ticket towards the Elwood sideline. They'll put it in play right there, Ernie. Ball's going to be spotted at the 33-yard line.
Yeah, that's a little run there. He's got some decent yardage, so, I mean, good field position start out for Elwood here.
The spot at the 33 is at the right hash. Tipton Blue Devils going to line up with a three-man front. 3-4 for linebackers. They got one back in the backfield going to the center. And the center right there is Will Rutherford. He'll take the ball himself. Looks like maybe a bust play. He'll get what he can.
It looked like he dropped the ball on that play, AJ. So he had to pick it up and just run there.
He's going to jog over. He's talking with the coach right there. Coach out on the field a little bit. They'll probably give way with that. He's telling him to play. Say what? If you got a quarterback that's that much endurance, he can do it. Just do it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of teams do that, run to the sideline to get plays.
He knows he's been running. He's pretty good shape to do that type of stuff. We'll see what happens when he's going the other way from the other hash. Under center, Bradford, single in the backfield, trips to the left, but out wide right, he's going to hand off over up through the hole. Blue Devils going to stop you right there after a gain of a couple to get out to the 36-yard line. Tackle of the play made by 56, Clayton Henderson. He's a junior.
Yeah, it got there, got a couple of yards, but, you know, there's a pretty chip of Blue Devils there on that play. Didn't stop before he got too far.
So ball spotted, third down, lane seven. 37 balls at the right hash. They're calling it 8 on the scoreboard, clock rolling, 10:36 on the game clock. First quarter, Tipton High School, half an hour delay. Had a bit of a lightning. They've got safe, played safe, and have started getting half hour late. So it's third down, 8 on the scoreboard. Deep motion right there. Going to be a flag. Looks like the Blue Devils might have moved. They got a clapping out here beside us. Blue Devils, no, it's going to be against Elwood. Illegal procedure. They're going to back it up 5. It's going to be illegal procedure.
Illegal procedure, yeah. Yeah. You got a little jumpy there.
So they'll back it up. They might change the play here. You might see a passing down. I'm not sure. Will Rutherford back in the huddle. They'll sell a play a couple of times. Play clock is 15. 10:07, game clock rolling. They got two wings, left and right, single in the backfield. They'll go shotgun. Split right, split left. Going to hand off, going to fake it. Rutherford's going to keep it and get the sack. Rutherford takes the handoff to Drake Jackson, kept himself. Tackle on the play made.
It was a very good play by Sam Ridgway right there. He's a... There's a senior number 86. Definitely a great play. They didn't try to fool him there, but didn't pick out Ridgway there.
Sam Ridgway, 6'7". He's on the basketball team. He weighs 210. Here's a snap. He'll boot the ball away. He's going to get a end over end on that. It's going to come to a complete stop. That one's going to pick it up right there. Houston will have a pretty good field position at their own 47.
Yeah, 47. And they sit the ground, so they're going to definitely get some good field position here. Let's see what kind of plays they call. Last week they ran the ball a lot, so we'll see what happens on this first drive here for the Tipton Blue Devils.
Ben Cooper just picked up a tackle from the sideline. You look at Ben Cooper. He's soaking wet. You know that guy perspires. He is soaking wet.
Yeah, he sure is. He must work hard and sweat a lot.
He knows he does. I tell you what, his dad wouldn't have it any other way.
Justin is that, yeah. Exactly right, AJ.
Shotgun formation, two men in the backfield. Gonna take the handoff, gonna pass it out to the slot. Got it to Nate Powell. Nate Powell missed the catch. That was a dangerous pass. It had kind of a floater, but Nate Powell picked it up and didn't take a large hit.
Yeah, it was a slow developing play. Number six from Helen came up and made the play in Logan Lane.
So they're gonna spot the ball right here. They picked up. About six. It's going to be second down four. They come out of the gun right there. I say what, they throw a pass.
Yeah, they throw a gun and they got trips to the left, so see what they do here.
Spit out wide right and invasion toll. Could be a flag on the play. Could be a dead ball foul. It's going to be against Elwood. Elwood's going to get called in the neutral zone. So it's going to be encroachment or in the neutral zone. Elwood's going to back up, going to give away 5 yards right there. It's going to give him a first down.
Yeah, got in a neutral zone there. That's never a good way to start a drive to give him an automatic first down.
The ball now resting in Elwood territory at the Elwood 42. Clock rolling, 8:40 left first quarter. First drive for the Houston Blue Devils. Opening kickoff with the Elwood. They punt the ball out of there. And they're going to run from the shotgun once again. Trips left, as Ernie said, but out wide right pole. Right hand off to Eli Carter. He'll juke his dive, and he'll pick up yardage. He'll pick up about 8 on the carry.
Yeah, that was a good run. Got about 8 yards, but number 6 on the tackle again. Logan Lane, so early active player there, Logan Lane.
Logan Lane coming up from the safety position. I've 11 and 175, as we talked about last week. You don't want your safeties making all the tackles.
Definitely not. Your safeties are making tackles. You're going to, you know, probably gain at least 6-7 yards.
You get that linebacker crew making a lot of the tackles. But anyway, shotgun formation. Twins to the left. There's a handoff to Eli Carter. He's juking his dive. He got loose. Could have been tackled in the backfield. He broke free. He's going to pick up about 4 on the play. He should have been tackled in the backfield.
Yeah, it was a nice way to get some yards. You know, he was boxed up there and he got away. Two higher Daly on the tackle.
So the ball spotted at the 31-yard line. They're just kind of moving the ball down the field. I guess Chuck Stram used to say a trickle ain't the ball.
Yeah, right.
Hank Stram, what a man. Beat the Vikings in Super Bowl IV, 23-7. So shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Slot right, halfway. Pass the right side. Fine. Sam Ridgway, big target right there. He got close to a first down. And a good play.
That was a good play. It looked like you had a little more zip on that play, but it looked like number 3, Dylan Henderson, is a 5'10", 160 senior. Didn't let him get past him.
So they moved the chains. Got a first down. Not by much. Ball spotted at the 18-yard line. Right hash. Tipton going left to right from where we're standing. They're going from the north to the south. It's the first quarter. They're going to line up with Twins out there. They got Eli Carter way out there, split in, way out there left side. He's actually a wide receiver. He's going to hand off. So Drew Service got what he could. He's going to pick up good yardage on the play.
Yeah, that was a good play on the offense. But Colton Jetty on the tackle, 6'2", 210 senior.
The ball spotted at the 10-yard line. Second down, they need about 3. If they get 3, it's going to be first and goal. We're going to line up in the shotgun formation. That's 5 yards deep. 3 yards deep for the quarterback, which constitutes when we work the play right here. Handoff. Going to give it to Eli Carter. He'll work it left side. He's going to break the segment. He's got a first down. He's going to dive in. Keep the pylon. He's got a touchdown. I tell you what, he scored 3 touchdowns in a First 3 days of the game,
man. AJ, that was an amazing play. They had him bottled up, but he just kept going out to the left and left, and eventually got around everybody. He's pretty amazing because that was an amazing touchdown there. He had 177 yards rushing last week, and he's off to a good start this week.
Wonderful. So they're trying to point after. 3 yard drop. The holder again is in control. Becomes a snap. You're good as the poop. Here we go, piece of it, but got me the upright. Taking nothing contest. Who you picking right there was number 4. They're coming this photo again. They're coming to third 5'9", 155. As Coach Stoltz said, bring it. He's going to change him in and out, trying to see what he's got.
Yeah, he said that. He's going to trade him in and out. And maybe every other game. And he said maybe by week 4 they'll have the kicker they want to go with the rest of the year.
We talked to Nick Hewitt. He was warming up on the sidelines before the game. He said he's got a soccer game tomorrow. So come out and watch Nick Hewitt play soccer at Houston.
Yeah. As, you know, some players do that. They just kick and play soccer. You might start seeing that more and more throughout years to come.
I think back in the day, there was a girl kicking just to the south of here about 9 miles. Brittany Kirkman. She kicked extra points. She didn't kick field goals. That was Cambry. But she did a good job kicking extra points.
She did a good job.
She's a soccer player.
Yes, she was.
Right now, she's got a child, and they're married, and she's probably about 38 or so.
Yeah. It's just amazing how time flies.
I talked to her husband today, Matt Hensley. What a quality guy. He's heading up the youth football at Hamilton Heights this year.
Yeah, I was involved in that youth program a couple of years ago. It's definitely a good youth football.
So they're going to kick this ball away. You're going to see that right there on the 40-yard line. We're going to see number 25, Nick Hughes. Nick Hughes is going to boost the ball away. He gets 5 yards. We'll call it about 7 yards, maybe 8 yards on the drop. Look at soccer style, not much. 6:01 on the game clock. It'll start on the reception of the kickoff. Here comes the boost. End under end. It's going to be taken by the second row from the back. Number 13, the ball carrier. They're getting out to the 35. 13 is Cookie James. 2-10 looks like it might be a little bit low.
Definitely. Chip informed him, though. Chip got down the field fast and got him before he got too far.
So they're fighting at the 36. They'll go from the left hash. I tell you what, Redford is looking to the sideline from that far away. He's getting signals. Jogging off the field right there. We hope to get him back in the ballgame. 25, Kobe Horton, 6'200". He's a senior. He's jogging off. He's a little bit dippy. We'll hope to get him back in the game.
Yeah, for sure. Don't want to see any kids get injured out here.
So they'll try it from the left hand. So Brent Hill, they're up to the line of scrimmage in a hurry. Play clock is 3-2, under center, Redford got the snap away. Dropping the throw, 3-step drop to the right side. Going to be a good tackle there. Catch is made. Credit the catch to Dylan Henderson. 5'10", 160. Receiver, and he got nailed right there. Who got him?
Yeah, Eli Carter got him.
Hey, why Eli Carter? Hey, why Eli Carter's wearing 87. You think back Josh Frawley. Remember I told you, that's a compliment. If you're wearing 87, that means a senior willed the number to you when they left. And Josh Frawley had the same thing happen to him.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, actually.
Josh Frawley, I watched him play here. He was a tailback. When he got the handoff, he was bang right up the middle. Straight to the hole. Give me a handoff. Right side, 2-0. Give me a positive gain. Close to a first down. Ball carrier on the play. It's going to be Drake Jackson. He's like a fire plug. I tell you what, he's 5'7". They lift him at 2'10". Tackle made.
My number 36, Brandon London. He's a senior.
They went hurry up offense. They got their first down. Hurry up offense. And say, well, we didn't even see the play. We saw the tail end of it.
They gave it to 31 Jackson there, and he got a first down. Coach was saying he's like a little bowling ball, and he's low to the ground and strong as an ox, he says.
Like Robert Newhouse.
Right.
So they'll spot him right here on right edge. They want the Vikings to play in the Chiefs tonight. Starts at 8, and the Chiefs are going to go first stringers for the first half. Watch out, Vikings. Under center is Redifer. Two ways, split left, split right. Take him in the backfield. Going to pitch it to the left, left halfback to go around center. They're trying to break the chain that couldn't get it done. They're going to tackle him for about a 1, maybe 2 yard loss.
Yeah, it was definitely a good play there by Kitchen Blue Devil. There's 3 or 4 guys on that tackle there. I didn't see them all.
Alex Munoz, the ball carrier, the junior, 5'11", 145. I think 145 sounds a bit low.
Yeah, it looks like it.
So Redifer looks at the sideline, got the play from Coach Michael Karn. Michael Karn coaching his first game of his career. See what that guy's going to be around a while.
Yeah, very nice guy. I mean, he's pretty energetic, so I think that was got the right future with this coach.
Trips to the left, shotgun. Single in the backfield. He's going to roll left. Does Redifer, he's passing it. Trying to get it to his outstretched hands of your receiver. And foul was right there defensively. That pass was intended for number 5, Jay Mullins. Jay Mullins, just a freshman, 5'7", 135. I tell you what, they've got 28 on their roster. 15 seniors, 7 juniors, 3 sophomores. They have 3 freshmen listed.
Yeah, hopefully with this new coach here, they'll get more kids to come out because after this year, they've only got 13 players. So I think, you know, yeah, youth program, to start and help the youth program, they'll be good in the future.
It was Ray Holiday, big-time kicker at Elwood. Back in 88, I think Cole probably played against him. Going to be a dead ball foul to try to take a shot down there. He ended up against with Drake right there, Drake Jackson. And it's going to be a timeout. Timeout Elwood. I'm hoping they give some timeouts in this ball game that are free to get some water.
Yeah, that would be nice. It's hot, for sure. You know, Coach Cole in the pregame said, Old time rivalry. He's probably about talking about when they used to play him back in when Coach Toll played.
Say what you think about it. You go 9 miles to the east, and you're at Elwood High School. And actually, you're gonna cross the county line.
Right. Yeah. I actually live in Elwood right now, so not too far.
Say what? You go over to Hardy's. Hardy's a good place to eat.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So I tell you what, pretty good thing right now.
Yeah, the best place to eat in Elwood is called the Tin Plate. If you haven't had Tin Plate, you'd go. It's amazing.
Is that where you get breakfast?
No, they're open. They got the best dinner ones around.
Sounds good. So they're taking a break right now. Both teams get the equal opportunity for their timeout. Blue Devils break early. They're out going after the defensive mode. Elwood Panthers are still in their huddle. White-hatted umpire said, well, we got to meet him. His name's Joe Stafford, the nicest gentleman.
Yeah, he was really nice.
So he's going to start the play clock. Game clock will start on the snap. 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Tipton up 7-0. Under center is Redifer. He's going to drop the throw. 3-step drop. He's going to float one right side. Might have been a bump there. Not much. No flag on the play. He was trying to reach it down the sideline at good defense by Eli Carter.
Yeah, Eli Carter's everywhere. Just like threw a shoot a little too far there.
That's a good soft pass from Redifer. He's trying to get the momentum. I hope he gets it.
Right. Yeah.
He's going to drop back. 2 guys. It's going to be Nate Powell and Eli Carter. 2 guys back on his punt. He's going to take the snap about 13 yards deep. He's going to boot it out of there. It's going to be taken by Nate Powell. He's going to slip up. He's going to slip up. He kind of crouches down to make the catch. And that might be his problem. I don't know.
Yeah. That's too bad because he has some room to run. That would have been interesting to see what he would have done there.
So that's spotted right there. And what, if it was a kickoff, that'd be a different story for Nate Powell.
Right. Definitely.
So that's spotted right there. Ball's just right of the left hash. Blue Devils, 3 minutes, clock is moving. I don't know why the clock is moving, but it's a change of possession. But anyway, slot right, split left. Blue Devils tight, single man in the backfield. Going to go motion right to left, Nate Powell, who gets a jet sweep where they take the handoff. Hoover picks the ball himself to go across the 40 to about the 43-yard line. Hoover's going to pick up 10 on the ground.
Yeah, got Tim on the ground, and he just tackled by Dylan Henderson, probably 10-160 senior on the play. If he didn't make that tackle, Hoover would still be running.
So they moved the chains. Clock's still rolling, 2:40. 7-0 contest. Blue Devils, second possession.
Yeah, second possession here. They're moving the ball well here.
Ryan has shotgun formation for Vince Hoover. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Slot left, split right. Then hand off to Carter. Try to work it left side. He'll break the team. He'll get across. They're inside the 50, the 40. He's on his way. 30-yard line, number 20. He's not going to be stopped.
Thank you.
Eli Cutler, number 2.
LJ, this kid is unbelievable. He put a move on there, and he was gone.
Okay, well, he almost scored the same place as his first time.
Yeah. To the left of the mark, end zone there.
He comes over to the sideline, gets some low, medium fives. He's a humble young man, going to get some water.
Definitely need some water after that run.
So let's have the point after. Agent Toll going to hold it. Get Dakota Ferg. Going to put it through the upright. Let's see. It might have missed wide right down through. Right upright. It's a 14-0 contest.
Yeah, shifting off and running early here.
So the game clock is stopped at 2:10. This is going to kick off. We're going to see Nick Hughes once again. Say what? You got to think about next week. You don't want to look too far ahead, but next week, Twin Lakes is going to be here. That's going to be quite a game.
It should be a good game, AJ.
I think the last time Simpson played Twin Lakes, they went up there. They got a quick lead. They got a big lead. But then Twin Lakes inched their way back. But Simpson finally got the win.
Interesting. What developed in that game, AJ? Be interesting to hear your side of that story.
I think what Simpson was just... Momentum. They were probably up 21 points at one time. The Twin Lakes late in the ballgame made it a game, but it was not quite close enough to be a game.
Yeah, it was good for Tipton to hold them off, though. That would have been a bit of a bad loss if you would have lost that game.
That's about 4 years ago. So this is a new dynamic.
Yeah, definitely.
So they're working right there, and they're going to tee the ball up again. Nick Hughes. Nick Hughes is getting some work here in the first quarter.
Definitely. Two scores already. And he only two possessions, two scores, and still 2 minutes left on the first quarter clock.
There's the whistle. He's going to approach Nick Hughes. End under end. Short kick and take in at the 25. On the return there, he got back out to the 32-yard line. About a 7-yard return. He's going to get up slowly. 32, the ball carrier for Elwood, Keegan Moss, who's a senior. And he takes the ball, gets him in decent field position at the 33.
Yeah, they started every drive over here on the other side of the 30. So, and get a momentum going, they can get some field position back.
So they got a break shuttle. They're working just inside the left hash. 2:05, clock will start on the snap. Under center, right there is Redifer. That's Will Redifer, who's a senior. He got trips to the right. They got a wing right. They got a hand off to the single man in the backfield. That's number 31, Drake Jackson. He's going to get a positive game. He'll pick up about 4.
Yeah, it was a good play. It looked like he was talking about 36 on the play there.
Working it right there.
It was 36. Brogan Landon, he's a senior.
So they'll work it right there. Ball spotted at the 38-yard line. Second down, they're calling 6 on the board. They break shuttle. Play clock is 15. They're up to the line of scrimmage. They got wings right and left. They're going to put them in the backfield. Split right, split left on the wide receiver. Under center is Redifer. He'll open up to the hole and hand off to Drake Jackson. Drake Jackson gets a little bit of yardage, but not a whole lot. He can pick up about 2.
Gary Cycle on the play by 66, Bryce Peterson on that play.
So they'll spot it at the 41. They need about 3 yards to move the sticks. That's the 41. You wonder if they don't get it, would they go for it?
I don't know, on this side of the field, they might not go for it, but we'll have to see. We'll see if they even get, they might even get a first down here.
So, calling to play the huddle, number 9, Will Rutherford, the great huddle. He's under center. Wing left, wing right. Mid left, mid right. Right wing goes deep motion. Flag on the play. That can't be a dead ball foul. That was a late dead ball foul call. They called illegal procedure, but the play had already started.
Yeah, it already started. That was weird. I don't know who they called it on.
So anyway, they're back it up 5 yards, so they're going to face 3rd and 8. That's a bummer.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate for the Elwood Panthers here. See if they can, what they do here, they may get a pass play.
So going to the sideline, get the play from Coach Michael Korn is Will Rutherford. Coach Michael Korn, he learned a lot about Rutherford in the quick early part of this school year.
Yeah, definitely. He didn't know who the kid was. So.
He knew he was the man, but he's dropping the throw out of the shotgun. Gonna roll left. Gonna roll right, looks like Grant Tarkenton. Gonna roll back right, he'll let the ball go. He grasped it right there, just trying to get to the next play. They'll put the ball out of there and try to get that to Dylan Henderson. That was a senior going to a senior, but just trying to get them good position to punt it out there.
Yeah, Shippen covered up quite well. He didn't have anywhere to throw it. And even if he caught it, it was going to lose yards anyway. So it's almost better they didn't catch it.
So deep to punt, number 6, Logan Lane, junior class, 5'11 to 175. He's back there pretty deep, about 13 yards. He'll make the snap. You can't bob in the center after a snap. It's not legal. They'll punt it downfield. It's going to roll. They're going to let it roll. And Elwood's going to stop it right here. It's going to roll to a complete stop at about the 31-yard line. Nate Powell, Eli Carter elected not to go after the football. They let it roll.
Yeah, I agree. It's rolling slow, so they just let it roll.
So they'll start right there at the 31-yard line. Third possession for Tipton. They'll get one play, probably 5.5 seconds left if they start the clock again.
Yeah, we'll see what they're going to do on this play, too. Let's see if Eli Carter maybe plus another one long one. We'll see what happens.
So here they go, break huddle. Tipton to the line of scrimmage. 5.5 seconds left, first quarter. 14-0, Tipton in front. Ball's in the middle of the field at the 31. Under center is Vancouver. To the backfield. He'll open up. He'll reverse out. They'll hand off to Eli Carter. Take that back. That was Cedric Griffin. Cedric Griffin going to pick up a couple. And the first quarter is going to empty out.
Yeah, Hunter Sally there made a good play. 6'1", 230.
So let's take a breather right now, timeout. Hunter Sally, and that's why he's a big dude. That offensive line, 240. How much you weigh, Ernie? You might be asking.
About 240.
There you go, I thought so. Say what? I'm at 208 now. Say what, I was up to 223.
I wish I could get down to 208, AJ.
How much were you weighing when you graduated?
Probably about 220. I haven't gained a lot of weight. When I started gaining weight, you know, I used to run fast in freshman year and stuff. And I wasn't that big. I got big between my freshman and sophomore year, and that's when I got over like 220.
If you think back, you know, you'd like to always get back to your actual weight. I was 6 foot, 162.
Yeah. Well, it's always been like, you know, 5'8", 5'9". They're introduced to the 1980 team for Tipton out here tonight.
Coach Mike Poole's out there. I tell you what, Mike Poole, 24 years coaching the Blue Devils. Handed off to his son, Aaron Toll. Aaron's 17 years now.
So you got a Toll coaching for 41 years. But what's amazing is Sharon's got a coach, the same coach for 52 years.
56.
56.
I tell you what, he's a dandy. He's a year younger than my dad. They played against each other.
Wow.
So the ball's going to be 5, 34-yard line, left hash, Blue Devils, under center, Vancouver, to the backfield. Split left, split right, they're going to hand off to the deep back. That's Sutter Griffin. He's going to break containment. He's going to cut it upfield. He's going to get close to a first game. He's going to be about a yard shy.
That was a nice play by Dylan Harris to come up and make that tackle, or he would have been running me in.
Cedar Griffin read the block well. He went parallel. He found that hole, and he went forward right there. He's going to be 2 yards shy of second down and two, and jogging into the huddle right here. He's going to come back. That's Levi Burkett. He's coming back off the field. In the huddle now with the play is Vancouver. Play clock at 10. They're up to the line of scrimmage. They took a little more urgency this week with the play clock. Under center, Vancouver, he'll reverse out, hand off. Right there, Eli Carter's got a first down. He's across the 50. He's inside the 40. He's going to be tackled down at the 36-yard line. He'll be tackled from behind. 28, Alex Munoz.
Yeah, you know, that was a great play because he came from, you know, 10, 15 yards. Elwood's coach talked about that. He was a really good player, and he's come a long way.
He sure did. I tell you what, last year with this virus, it messed up a lot of things. It got my mind kind of squirrely. I'm thinking, this guy's probably a junior now. But no, he's a senior.
Yeah, I mean, that thing keeps really almost a year of football. But nothing you can do about it now. Just make the best of your senior year.
Under center, Vancouver, two in the backfield. He'll take the handoff to the D-back. Here goes. Deep pass. Cut. Ryan Hickman. Get in the field. And then now. Take that ball to center. Griffin. Play action pass. Knuckles right there from Coach Stoker. Knuckles right there from Coach Justin Shear.
Yeah, that was a great throw and a great guess. Justin Shear is definitely happy about that. He's a swing the football for Hamilton High Huskies, and he was a really good quarterback that went on to play for the Wisconsin Badgers.
He was spotted as a quarterback while he was a tight end in junior high, spotted by Dan Smith as a quarterback. Kick goes, not going to be enough. He's going to miss it. He's short right there. Trying to make the point with Dakota Berg. He's 2 for 3. His first two look good.
Yeah, first two look good. That one didn't get look too bad. You know, you talk about Dustin Shear, you know, he didn't even start playing football until he was in a junior high. So that's pretty amazing. And he's like, why don't you try to play football? And the kid was amazing in high school.
He came out, I remember this, as a senior. He hadn't played baseball for his first 3 years in high school. He came out as a senior. We were at Crawfordsville. He was up to bat. There were two outs. And he was the bottom of the seventh. And Justin Shear got a base hit to left field, did not make the final out.
That's amazing.
Think about, he's a pure athlete. His brother, Chad, I'll tell you what, he played linebacker for IU. I watched him over here on Tipton Steel playing baseball when he was a senior. He hit his fifth consecutive home run in 5 consecutive games at Tipton.
Yeah, Justin will tell you that Chad was the best athlete in the family. He also was a good basketball player, too.
And Tyler Shear, the youngest of them, said when he got married, said when I saw a picture of him, he's got a beard now. I tell you what, he took one of the most incredible hits at this field right over there, and I didn't think he was going to get up, and he popped right back up.
Yeah, the Shear boys are always tough, man.
They get it naturally from their dad, Devon.
Yeah, their family's great. Devon and Carmelita, they're good people.
So here comes the kick. It's going to be number 4, Dakota Ferg, kicking off. He's taking a 6-yard approach. There's the whistle. Here's the approach for Ferg. He's going to get a good boot. Stand under in. He'll be taking at the 15. On the return for Edwards, he's got room. He's going to pierce right there. He's out near the 34-yard line. On the return is Dylan Henderson, 5'10", 160. And Elwood, they're going left to right now. They'll take over right there. Just spotting at the 34-yard line. First and 10, Elwood.
Yeah, he got a good run there, but he stopped on the play. Number 60, Sam Klein, a junior.
So ball spotted is right there at the 34-yard line. Vince Hoover, the left end. At the other side, the right end for Tipton. Number 50, Dakota Adams. He's a senior, lifted at 5'10", 228. Here comes a late substitution for Elwood. Play clock is 5. They're going to have to call a timeout. And they will. They'll call a timeout. They'll talk it over. They had a personnel difficulty, and Coach Michael Carr is going to talk to his troops out there on the field.
Yeah, that's always unfortunate when you come out not prepared on your first play and have to burn a timeout when the clock don't run or anything like that. You should always be ready to go when it comes, man.
that's something you mentioned, burn a timeout. They really did burn a timeout. You know, sometimes you call a timeout because you need it. And sometimes when you call a timeout, it's burning a timeout. Sometimes it's not. People say burn it all the time, but used in the wrong context.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's unfortunate, like I said, but, you know, it's the first game of the year, so they ain't friends or nothing, so it's going to be rough getting the players out who should be out there on the field. It's going to happen.
It's a pretty wet night. It's muggy, but thank goodness it's not last night's weather.
Definitely. I mean, it's still muggy up here, but, you know, we got a good view up here. But I just, out there, man, the kids, we need a lot of water so they don't cramp up.
You think right now, if we experienced last night's weather coming down sideways in cheap, would they call the game and postpone it for a little bit?
Yeah, they probably would have, because it was coming down pretty hard at times. I was driving home from Noblesville to Elwood, and I could barely see the road.
Blue Devils played at Western maybe 3 years ago, and they played in the rain the whole game. It was hard rain.
Seems like Western's a place for that. I remember a while ago when Western played at Hamilton Heights, it was muddy and wet. It was crazy up there.
Coach Stewart, he knows what he's doing. He don't use the bucket with the water in it for his football. He said, no, we don't use that method for practice. Here we go. We're going to start once again. The center is Redifer. Right hash, 34-yard line, first and 10 for Elwood. Single man to backfield. He'll open up to the hole. He'll hand off. And right there, right now, was Vince Hoover.
That was a personal play right there. He didn't get nowhere. Hoover just collapsed down and made the tackle.
There's some communication happening between Tipton and Elwood. You know it happens.
Hoover's coming out for this play.
So he'll take it pretty soon. And what, his jersey is completely saturated.
Yeah, sure is, AJ.
So that'll work in the huddle right there. 12 seconds on the play clock to break huddle. Elwood Panthers. Over here, right side, pretty big gentleman. Caleb Baumbauer, at what, 260. Dropped the snap, dropped the handoff. They throw a flag. So it's a dead ball foul. It's going to be a legal procedure against Elwood. That was a center quarterback exchange. Good thing there was a penalty.
Good thing there was a penalty because he dropped the ball. Like I said earlier, you're going to have these for Elwood because Matt McClay, you know, they didn't even scream it. So it's all brand new for them tonight. So, I mean, they'll correct it and go on. I mean, they'll move on and start making better plays for it. Yeah, they didn't get a scrimmage. Like I said, they were out. They had some COVID-related stuff going on for 2 weeks.
Under center, Redifer, single man to backfield. Double wing, split right, split left. They're going to hand off to Drake Jackson. Drake Jackson going to pick up about three. They're behind the actual stick right there. It's going to be third and 11.
Yeah, Drew Stewart's made that tackle. You know, he's 6'186".
As mentioned, Serby, he told me last week after the game he's worn six different numbers as a Blue Devil because he's a team player.
That's why I got Coach Stoltz said in the pregame, AJ, that, you know, I should tell you something about the kid. You know, he's a team player. He'll do whatever it does to get the job done.
Line up in the center, dropping the throw with Weatherford. And working right there. Goes incomplete, looking for the target, Dylan Henderson. He laid out for it, couldn't make the catch. It's going to be fourth down. They're going to punt the ball away.
Yeah, he just threw out a little too wide. It was a good low flow, but it was just an outreach of Henderson there.
On drop back, he's in formation about 13 yards deep. One back for this one. It's Nate Powell. Nate Powell, the lone receiver, back to receive the punch. Here comes a snap. It's a good snap. We'll put it out there. It's going to be a short punt. So Sky High is going to call Peter, get out of the way. And they're going to spot the ball right there. It's down by Southwest Panther, Alex Munoz. And I'm not saying what. The code word there is Peter. That means get out of the way. But they also have a code word that's Wetsuit.
Wetsuit? What's the reason behind that, AJ?
I can't say what it is. It's got a word in it that we can't say on the air.
Oh, yeah?
I'll tell you later. But I won't say the word. I'll let you know what it is. So anyway, they're going to line up in a shotgun. Slot right, slot left. Short side of the field, left side from the left hash. Pass play. High pass. Brought went up and got it. Eli Carter makes the catch. He's got a first down and then some. is going to pick up about 18 yards. You don't think he was down. Eli Carter came out of the final. He didn't think he was down yet.
He didn't think he was down. Jill Henderson there, man. 5'10", 160 on Taco again. You know, AJ, you know, man, we threw the ball 13 times last week, and Hoover was 10 of 13. I mean, his completion rate was good, but it was only for 100 yards. So it looks like we're trying to get him familiar with throwing the ball a little bit tonight.
Yeah, looking right there. Clock rolling, 8:32. 20-0 ball game. Tipton on top. Going to be offense right now. They're in the Elwood side of the 50. Ball spotted at the 37. Right hash. Shotgun formation, Hoover. He's going to give a jet sweep handoff. Toss it to him. He'll go up the field. That's Nate Powell. Nate Powell takes the brunt. But he's just a strong young man.
Yeah, strong man. Looked like 32 slowed him down a little bit, but he made forward progression. 32 was on the initial stop. Keegan Moss, 5'9", 215, senior.
So ball spotted, 32-yard line, second down, 5. So when you look at that second down marker over on the sideline, it lights up.
It is. I just not noticed that. It's pretty bright over there.
Got some dial downs, I'll tell you what. But I'm a lit up, too, right there. You get a beat, especially when the sun goes down. Lights are on. Pass play. Shotgun can go deep. Got to be an open. 86, Sam Ridgway. Touchdown. Going to be a 32-yard pass play from Hoover to Ridgway.
Yeah, Hoover's looking good tonight. I mean, I mentioned in the practice some of his passes are off early, and AJ said, you know what that means? You're going to be good in the game.
You're right.
He said, what, that bad football? You know that football is damp. You can ask for a new football, but you're not necessarily going to get one until the official makes the decision.
Definitely.
I'm going to try the point after. For the kick, it's huge. Spot by the pole. The kick is up. It is good. Nick Hughes picked it through the upright. 27-0 ball game. 7:28 left here in the second quarter. We're at Pittston High School. We'll be there to be right here next week. Twin Lakes will be in town.
I'm looking forward to that matchup, AJ.
It's going to be a tough one. I believe so. But we'll see what happens. You never know until you know.
Definitely. It don't matter what it looks like on paper. Don't matter. It don't matter. So you'll go back here next week and your opponent's going to be Twin Lakes. You just got to concentrate on Twin Lakes after tonight.
And with the Blue Devil cheerleaders, I said they're in unison. They got the band over there. The percussion sounds good.
Definitely.
Tell you what, they got to be quiet, though, when the kickoff happens. So they're going to take a breather right now. Tipton is broke huddle. They're lining up for the kick. The kicker this time going to be number 4, Dakota Ferg. He's 5'9", 155. Elwood Panther is going to drop back. Their deep man is going to be number 4, Braden Beeman. 6'4", 150. Second row, actually another deep man back to receive. There for Elwood is going to be number 32, Keegan Moss. 5'9", 215. There's two deep men. 5 hand front, 10 yards away from the kick. 40-yard line is the whistle. Dakota Ferg, good boot. To be taken at the 20 on the return right there. Good hit, initial hit, floating up. And he'll be stopped right there just across the 30. Just across the 30, the ball carrier, Keegan Moss.
Yeah, it was a nice play there by number 36 on the play. It was a nice hit. Brogan London. He's a senior.
So Tipton going to line up for defense. Oh, my. Ernie spotted some lightning. We'll see what happens. We don't want to delay this game. Hopefully we get to halftime.
Yeah, at least we get to halftime would be great.
7:23. Clock will start on the snap. Under center is Rutherford. Split left to right. Chopping to throw a three-step drop. Going to let one go. Over the head of the intended target. Braden Beeman, right there, he was playing, I believe, was Zane Goodrich. That was nearly in Zane Goodrich's hands.
Yeah, it was a little wide. He about got intercepted there.
I beg your pardon, that was probably number 8, Elisha Eli Carver. Carver playing the cornerback out there right side.
Nice.
So under center, once again, is Will Rutherford. You know, open up through the hole. They're giving the ball away to Greg Jackson. He'll hit the hole standing up. And the Blue Devils making it back. It's going to be a third tail play. He didn't get much, if any. Dakota Adams was cut out.
Yeah, Dakota Adams came up and made a good play right there.
So ball spotted. It's third down 10. Ball just a last pass. And about any time now, we might see the rain break through.
It's going to look like it's cool off. It's cooling off a bunch right now, too.
I sure hope not, because these notes might go out the window if we get a sideways rain. But anyway, the Great Turtle, 6:40, clock moving. Second quarter, Tipton on top, 27-0. We're in the second quarter at Tipton High School. From the shotgun, going to pass in the flat. Over the head, it's going to be a forward pass. Couldn't be caught, Drake Jackson. There was Tipton Blue Devils in the backfield. Rutherford had to get rid of it in a hurry.
Yeah, but if he could have made the pass there, he injected a lot of green to run there.
So they'll drop back, cut formation. Again, we'll see number 6, Logan Lane. Drop back 13 yards, deep man for Tipton. Right there, going to be Nate Powell. I take that back. It's going to be 81, Aiden Cole. Ball's going to drop. It's going to roll around. No one's going to return it. We're going to spot it down right there just inside the 45-yard line. Ball's at the left hash. Tipton is going to start right there near the 45.
Yeah. More good field position right here.
We got some blue sky up there. We got some gray sky overhead. I said, well, last night was so weird how it cropped up. And it was here on us in a heartbeat.
Looks like they're taking off the field, AJ.
So they're going to take a timeout. Might be a water timeout. This might be a water timeout, a free one for both teams. I hope it's not lightning. I hope we can get to halftime, at least get let the guys get inside legitimately.
That'd be nice. Hey, AJ, did you see last week that sophomore from Noblesville ran for 355 yards? It was a new school record, and it stood since 1990.
That is incredible. I watched Walter Payton get 275 on a Sunday versus the Vikings.
Man, that guy could run.
That guy was sweetness, and he was beautiful to watch.
The all-time best is Dylan Smith.
That's what you say. You're a Cowboys fan. But I don't know.
They were good in the 90s, that's for sure. That much since then.
I guess paper doesn't lie.
Right.
Dylan Smith. You check him out. You're checking out. He only carries the ball in his left arm. That's his strong arm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I watch every game. If I had football, I recorded the game. Yeah, yeah. Amazing the game against the Giants. You know, he separated his shoulder and kept playing.
It was a man. You're right. We're going to break pedal. Here we go. We're going to continue this ball game. Whistle blows. Play clock starts. It's at 22. To the line of scrimmage, Blue Devils. Slot right, split left. Number 86, Dan Ridgway. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Dropping the throw. Dropping the throw, passing the flat. It's barely a forward pass. He catches it. He's loose. He's going to run. He's at the line of scrimmage. He'll pick up 5 across the 50. He'll pick up 9 yards and a late hit possibly. But no flag comes in. Eli Carter says no problem, but that's going to be a late hit.
Yeah, it could have been a late hit, and, you know, they could have stopped him in the backfield. It looked like number 8 on the play to push him out of bounds, and that looked like another late hit there, but they didn't call it.
So it picks up, they move about the yard and pick up 8. It's second two, good passing down.
Yeah.
So we'll see what Jeff Cashier has drawn up. He's got that hat on backwards. He's got the headsets on. He's communicating to the guys from our left. Shotgun formation, see him in the backfield. Center Griffin flows out, long pass. Halfway, second two, caught in for Cole. Aiden Cole gets the touchdown. It'll be a 42-yard touchdown pass to number 81, Aiden Cole. A sophomore to a senior.
Yeah, man, Hoover's looking good here. You know, that's a 40-yard pass. It looks like he's just got an arm on him.
You know, he's throwing a damp ball. That ball's damp, and he's still letting it go.
Yeah, he's looking really good tonight.
I tell you what, He's throwing a great ball tonight. So timeout, Tipton.
A great time. Let's get rolling.
Tipton called timeout.
7 for 7.
So Hoover 7 for 7. And I don't know if you mentioned staff at this point in the game on the PA.
Well, he doesn't mention that he's 7 for 7 if anything else. Like I said, last week only threw 13 or 10 or 13 for 100 yards for the whole game. So he's already got 168 at halftime.
He probably didn't want to know.
Yeah, maybe he didn't want to know. But
anyway, it's too late now. I mean, I never threw well enough to have somebody say my stats before halftime.
Oh, come on, AJ. You were decent.
My best passing game was against Tri-Central. 153 yards, and I'm not kidding.
Wow. What did you just say? Guys run the ball a lot?
Yeah, pretty much. Dan Kerfoot, man, I tell you what, he moved from tight end to fullback to tailback, and that's all we needed.
Gotcha.
Well, Rex McKinney, Dan's junior year, Rex is a senior.
Oh, that's a...
Yeah, no, Rex. You don't want to get in front of Rex if he's blocking you.
Definitely not.
I'm here to tell you. So I'm going to find out for the point after. 5:56 on the game clock. 33-0. Tipton going to go for two. They're going to line up in a shotgun. Sing him in the backfield as Eli Carter. Split out wide right in the slot. Then give it to Carter. Up to get. He gets to the point after. It's going to be a 35-0 score. 9:56 left. They'll play stop and go the rest of this half.
Oh, is it? I thought it was only a halftime, so it's going to be the rest of this half too, AJ.
So stop and go. They'll play a regular football game right now, but you never know. Elwood could score, and the score under 35.
That's right.
And we'll see what happens. We just don't want a lightning delay.
Right. At this point, you definitely don't want it. It's almost halftime.
So the sky looking like it could do about anything right now.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of everything in the sky right now.
Got a little bit of blue up there and a lot of gray.
Definitely.
So the Blue Devils are going to adjourn their huddle. Coach Josh Frawley briefing the kickoff team. We'll line it up at the 40-yard line. Going to get the ball handed to him by the official line judge. Inside the field. He'll hand it off right there. He'll lay it up just how he wants it. And right now we're going to see number 4, Dakota Ferg. 6-yard approach, wait for the whistle. There's the whistle. Ferg's approach. He'll boot it end under end. Look at the length of kick right there. Back to the 13-yard line. On the return. Number 3, Dylan Henderson, looking for a block out front. He gets out to the 24-yard line. They'll line it up at the left hash.
Yeah, some of the Tipton players didn't even get touched until they got to the kick returner there.
They do a good job staying in their lane.
They did, and they, I mean, like I said, they stayed contained up there.
I can't remember the last time I saw a kickoff return against Tipton. I've been here 6 years. I don't think I've seen one.
Yeah, they've always been good on special teams.
So play comes into the huddle. See some lightning.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. We'll see what happens. 5:48 on the game clock. Clock will start on the snap. Split left, split right. Split right is Henderson. Going to roll out left. That's Rutherford. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. He'll be tackled right there. They say he was diverging out of bounds. They thought he was going to keep that clock going. He did. Said the clock continues to run. He got tackled going backwards out of bounds.
Yeah, he got tackled. I didn't catch the number, but took him out of bounds.
So it's a gain of 2 for Rutherford. Maybe a yard and a half. They're going to call it second down, maybe 9.
Yeah, it looks like second 9 here.
So ball spotted at the left hash. Ball's out to the 25-yard line. They're going to line up in a shotgun. Double way back. Running back right side, they're going to give him over. He'll take it to Jackson. Rutherford's going to take the ball himself. Might not have been a design play. He's going to pick up maybe a yard. Keeper on the football there was Will Rutherford.
I don't think he got any yards, AJ. There's 4 to 5 Tipton Blue Devils on that tackle.
So the third down marker, they're on the sideline. They're going to give him one, and we say give him, but you know that you guys earned it.
He definitely earned it on that play, AJ.
It's third down 8, and the huddle, Rutherford has the play from Coach Karn. They'll break huddle, about a 5-yard huddle right there behind the line of scrimmage. They'll line up in a slot right, split left. They'll go under center, single man in the backfield. They'll go wing, reverse, and a good play, going to get in the first down. See? Kyle's going to knock him out of bounds at the 41. That's probably the best play we've seen tonight from Elwood.
That was definitely the best play they did. And it was reverse. It was a good play. I think that's their first out of the game.
Wing back. Good run there. 25. Toby Horton, he's a senior, 6 foot 200. Lines up as a wing, plays in on defense.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a good play there.
So they pick up the first down, move the chains. Clock rolling at 3:54. Here comes Redford into the huddle. 20 seconds left on the play clock. They'll break huddle and get up to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 from the left hash. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line of Elwood. They'll have split left, slot right, wing right. Going to reverse out, going to pass. Looking to pass is Redford. Going to take it up the jet. Pulled the ball down and got about 1 yard as he took the ball himself and elected not to make a pass. So, Brogan London.
Yeah, Brogan London made a good play to come up and keep containment because it looked for a minute that he had some yards.
Yeah, Brogan's offense right there. Right to the line of scrimmage. 3:13, clock moving. Hand off, left side. They'll go one hole at Drake Jackson. There's a pile there. You look at Drake Jackson. You think of, I said what, Newhouse, but you think of a water hydrant.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, Coach said, a bowling ball in practice, he definitely put his blow to the ground and keeps those legs moving.
We got some clashing going on. We're waiting for the white hat umpire, Mr. Joe Stafford. When he says it's time to get off the field, they'll get off the field.
Yeah. Why, do you think they would have just stopped the game at halftime and not finished? What do you think, AJ?
Yeah. Under center is Redford. Wing left, wing right. Misdirection play to hand up the gut. Fullback at number 31, Drake Jackson. I think a first down, not quite. So it's going to be fourth down.
Yeah, it looks like number 11 made a tackle. I think they may be going for this, AJ.
So fourth down, they need 5. 2:06 left here in the second quarter. Clock is rolling at 2 minutes now. Play clock is at 14. They're going to get you out the play clock for 1 or 2 seconds, call the timeout, and talk it over.
Yeah, they got one more timeout, so that's probably what they're going to do. They're going 3 on the play clock now, so call timeout here.
They call it with 1 second left on the play clock. Timeout, Elwood. Say what, Michael Karn. What do you tell us? He's a receiver. He threw a ball like a quarterback there in pregame.
Yeah, definitely.
So work in that direction. 1 minute, 40 seconds left. Ball spotted at the 42-yard line. 4th and 5 for Elwood. They're talking it over with the timeout.
Yeah, let's see what they do here. I think they might be going for it, AJ.
I think they might as well.
Yeah, being down 35 here and got nothing to lose.
They put together a pretty good drive right here.
Yeah, I mean, they got their first down, so.
So anyway, they're working right there. Timeout on the play. They're getting ready to blow the whistle. Going to call the guys back out. Even the officials need some hydration.
Oh, yeah. It's hot out there, AJ. But they're still hot.
Yeah, I'm glad it has cooled off. It was nasty about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it was.
So ball spotted at the 42. This is a long time out. They're letting the guys get hydrated. There's the whistle. They're going to ask them both to come out and play football. 1:40 left. We're in the second quarter. Tipping up 35-20, 35-0. And when we go to halftime and come back, without Elwood putting a score on the board, it'll be the mercy rule, and they'll play a game with the clock running. Under center, fourth down play. Going to open up their feet. Going to pass play. Redford. Going to be knocked down by 6'7" inch Sam Ridge right knocked it down.
Sam Ridge's been on it tonight, AJ.
So Elwood will turn the ball over on down. Tipton will have it at the Elwood 42.
Yeah, another good field position here. We'll see what they draw up on this possession, AJ.
So I've always said, if one team can score as much as they can in the first half, that means the other team has the opportunity to tie the game with the same second half, same amount of time.
Definitely.
So I think Cousins Tipton going to try to put it in the end zone again.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So slot right, split left. Hoover in the shotgun. Single man in the backfield. Take that back. I didn't think so. It's Aiden Cole taking a snap. He hands off. Left to right. The flag comes in, I think. Double check. It's going to be a first down. No, stop the clock. The flag comes in. It's going to be holding on Tipton. So you think how he got that far? It's because they held.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
So Aiden Cole is in the ball game playing quarterback for Tipton. Aiden Cole plays quarterback for his 7th grade team and his 8th grade team.
Yeah, I kind of remember AJ.
He's got ability out the wazoo. He's a good young man. He's playing his senior year of football. He's already made a touchdown pass, 32 yards.
That play happened down at the first down marker, so first and 11. They didn't. I mean, they lost yards, but it's only first and 11.
Slot left, split right, single man in the backfield, Aiden Cole taking the quarterback snap. He's in the shotgun. They call the cadence. Last of the football, you hand off. Right to left, and Center Griffin. Center Griffin inside the 35. Center Griffin, good ball carrier right there. He'll pick up about 9 on the play.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Tyler Mendenhall, coach called him Mindy on the play. 5'9", 225.
The ball's spotted. He's got it right there at the 35. 45 seconds left. Clock moving. Play clock to 20. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. Slot left, but right. Cole McKinney and Control. Single man in the backfield. He's going to roll right here to pass the back. He's going to run the ball. And Control going to get what he can. He might have a first down. Let's see if they stop the clock. They stop it. It's still rolling. They're going to look at it. And if it's the first down, the clock should have stopped a long time ago. But they didn't stop it. They're going to roll the clock. It's a third down play. Could be a spike. Could be a spike right there for Aiden Cole. You remember back when Dan Marino did that fake spike?
Yeah, it was a fake spike. It was against the Colts, I believe. What did they do?
I don't know, but Peyton Manning put that in his repertoire.
Definitely.
Peyton Manning, did you see him at the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I did.
Did you listen to his speech?
That's something of it. I like Edwin James' speech a little better.
That was good. Yeah, he did a good job. He started out with gold and ended up with gold.
Yep.
He had that all figured out.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he's a real humble guy, you know what I mean? He played hard.
Jim Irsay was his presenter.
Yeah. You know, I remember when some of the Colts fans were upset that they took Edwin over Ricky Williams?
Shotgun formation, slot left. Timeout, Tipton. Tipton going to use the timeout. Justin Shearer wants to talk to his offense. They're going to hustle over, talk this over. 13.6, the wind is picking up right now. We're working it right here in the press box.
Thank you very much.
The wind's picking up, I tell you what. When they go to halftime, this just might let loose. So anyway, there's a timeout on the surface. Blue Devils trying to get what they can in the first half. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it at half. See what they do in the second half here.
13.6 seconds left. 35-0. Gibson timeout. It's fourth down. They need less than a yard. Ball is spotted at the 33-yard line, just inside the right hash. Elwood out to play defense. They're out on the field now. They're ready to go. Here comes the whistle. Tipton being asked to come out and play football. There they go. They break pedal. They'll just jog up to the line of scrimmage and run the play. Fourth and less than one. 13.6 left. They might throw a pass play here because of the clock. Shotgun formation, slot left, split right. Call McCadence. Aiden Cole. Going to drop the throw. Going to pass. left side's caught. And the fighter go out of bounds at the 25. Good hit right there, leading by Burkett. Burkett is junior with the wherewithal to catch it and get out of bounds. Stop the clock at 8.6.
Yeah, that was a good developing play right there.
So that wind's picking up right here up in the press box. We're above the press box. Can't ask for a better location.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely an amazing location up here, AJ.
Shotgun formation, Nathan Cole, 5 yards deep. Split out wide left is Nate Powell. Single man in the backfield is Cedar Griffin. Slot right, twins, right side, high snap. Nathan Cole handles it. Pass play out, it's going to be incomplete. 4.1 left. There's double coverage right there in the left corner of the end zone. They're trying to get it to Nate Powell. And I got to admit, the guy on the clock is doing a good job.
Yeah. He tries to get it to pass. He was covered by two players there. So
they'll line up once again. Second down 10. Probably going to be the last play of the half, provided there's not a defensive penalty. So shotgun formation, Aiden Cole. Single man in the backfield is Cedar Griffin. Slot right. Split left is Nate Powell. Short side of the field. They're on the left hash. Shotgun. They're going to hand off to Cedar Griffin. We'll see if he can make it the distance. He's going to go right side. He's going to break contact, but he's still up. He's going to be tackled outside the 5, about the 8, maybe the 7-yard line. For a minute there, it looks like he could have made it. He tried that run right there.
Yeah, it was a good play. He didn't get quite to the end zone.
Well, that's easy. We're going to take halftime right now. We thank you for listening. This game would not be possible if not for sports sponsors protecting Blue Devil football.
Thank you. GM Auto LLC. Encompass Credit Union. When you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for yourself financially, we welcome you to let us at Encompass Credit Union. We'll care for each and every member and each and every financial need. At Encompass Credit Union, we provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. We welcome each member as if they are our only member. We at Encompass Credit Union, we are community-minded just like you. Reach us by phone, 800-675-8852. On the World Wide Web, find us at EncompassCU.org. Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Blue Devils football team. This sponsor attended grades 10 through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2021 Tipton Blue Devils football team. Tipton Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Visit us at Ace Hardware, 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana. We're just east of McDonald's and right next to O'Reilly's Auto Parts. For all of your grill, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paint and tool needs, visit us in the store, or they have curb pickup service too, for your convenience. Also, you are welcome to visit us online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, very helpful and knowledgeable people, good variety and highly recommended. Ace, the helpful place. Dial us by phone, 765-675-6740. Noblesville Trophies. Shop us online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Or stop by if you only want to browse around 1720 South Pink Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, plaques, and awards. Fast turnaround, low prices. So you'll want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, located at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Dial us by phone, 317-773-7391. Or online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. 1-877-TREE-GUY. For tree removal, call the real tree guy at 1-877-TREE-GUY. That's 1-877-TREE-GUY. Again, for tree removal, call 1-877-TREE-GUY. He is a real tree guy. You can find him at 1-877-TREE-GUY. Again, on your dial tone, it's 1-877-873-3489. That's 1-877-TREE-GUY. Trix Auto Sales and Service since 1983. Prince in Fishers, Prince in Noblesville. Two Hamilton County locations. Certified quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit them online or on site. In Fishers, Indiana, 8599 East 116th Street. In Noblesville, Indiana, 2400 Westfield Road. Visit them online at TrucksInFishers.com. Explore their quality, used car and truck inventory. Great cars, great prices, great customers. Reach them by phone, 317-842-2228. On the web, it's TrucksInFishers.com, FRIZ. Century 21 Realty. Lisa Stokes Mayer. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Mayer, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa, listen. Lisa Stokes Mayer, Century 21 Chief. Serving Hamilton, Houston, and Madison counties since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Mayer, the passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Jean's Auto Parts, Park West Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana. The south end of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at Park West Auto Parts in Cicero are here to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone, 317-984-4931, a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve you. That's Fiends Auto Parts in Cicero. Casey Dumpsters. Do you have a need to move trash or something else from point A to point B? Don't do it with truckloads. Call Casey at Casey Dumpsters. 317-562-9999. Use Casey Dumpsters. 10, 15, and 20-yard dumpsters. They're on wheels. Casey Trailer Dumpsters. Convenience is only a phone call away. Call Casey Dumpsters at 317-562-9999. You'll be more than glad you make the call to Casey Dumpsters. Jim Beauty Restaurant. Good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy, we strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first play from scrimmage, we at Jim Dandy Restaurants put all of our guests first, no matter what town it is. We'll mention breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Houston, Noblesville, and Greenfield, Jim Dandy Restaurants. Always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to put on fourth down when Jim Dandy's menu is calling your name. Bowl 32, that's 3-2-Fun. Located at 845 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. Bowl32.com or by phone 317-773-3381. Kids parties, bowling, laser tag, arcade, and more. for everyone. Call us to book your spot. And now, Big Dog Pizza. Appetizers, salads, sandwiches, specialty pizzas, and desserts. Big Dog Pizza, now at Bowl 32, at the west side of Noblesville. Reynolds Farm Equipment, 1955, located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. Visit us on the web, ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now, Titus Bakery and Deli, located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Hours of operation for Reynolds, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 to 12 noon. Till Sunday, Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. Join us for breakfast and or lunch. Titus Bakery. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. Along US 31 in Northern San Jose County. Max Anew Realty. Are you looking for a real estate professional in Clifton, Indiana? Visit Remax Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. Remax Anew Realty in Clifton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Clifton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. Remax Anew Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Clifton, Indiana, 46072. By phone, 765-675-3100. Again, 765-675-3100. Visit them on the web, anewrealtyhomes.com. Discount copies, 317-773-8783. Offering a wide range of services. High-speed copies, blue-tech size color prints, up to 36 inch by 48 inch. Laminations, up to 22 inches wide. They do invitations for weddings, graduations, and social events. They're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday by appointment. They'll provide business cards, business letterhead, and business envelopes. Typesetting. They also scan photos to text or email. They may provide notary service. They have public fax service you can send or receive. Discount copies is located at 100 Mason Drive. That's behind Pizza Hut on State Road 32, the west edge of Noblesville. You can find them on the email. Discount copies, 96 at gmail.com. We at Christina Sports are thankful for support in the Indianapolis media.
The voice of the Indianapolis Colts, and you're listening to PutMeInSports.com. Sports.
Okay, kickoff, second half. Clifton receives as they deferred in the first original coin toss. They won the toss, but they elected to defer. Elwood receives the opening kickoff in the ballgame.
Yeah, they just like a boot kick, and Clifton just got on the ball and down it there, and we have a running clock here in the second half, AJ.
Clock is moving inside 11:27. Clock will continue to run, provided there's not a timeout or an injury.
That's right, AJ.
So they're working in the center, Blue Devils, Aiden Toll. He'll reverse out, he hits a tailback that's center Griffin. His shooting is going to be across the 50, inside the 45 of Elwood. Center Griffin, the sophomore.
Yeah, that was a good run there, AJ. But Dylan Henderson again on the stop. By now you should know that he's 5'10", 160, junior.
Senator Griffin, I said, you think about a water bug.
Yeah, he's like, Coach said they're going to try to keep getting him in the mix because he's pretty quick and agile too.
Kind of reminds you of a Grant Weatherford.
Yeah, and Grant Weatherford was definitely an athlete.
Look on the center once again, left, right, defense, goal. Single man, take that back, I formation. He'll reverse out. He'll hit off. Hunter Griffin going to get a burst of speed. He's going to pick up 13 on the carry. Call it 14.
Yeah, quick hitting play there. He got down. He got to the second level. And they got stopped by three people there.
So the ball spotted at the 31-yard line. Gets inside the right hash. Coming over to the sideline, Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll basically the backup quarterback. Doing a good job. A senior athlete, Ben Hoover, taking a breather on offense. Still, I believe he's still in position on defense left end. Under center is Aiden Cole. Eye formation. Slot left. Tight end right. You're going to block. Hand off. They'll go up to get to the 20-yard line. Cedric Griffin going to evidently be the author of this drive.
Yeah, definitely. It looked like we had... Had a Logan Lane there on the tackle, 5'11", 135, junior.
Elwood Panther on the surface. Their trainer is going to come over. Check on him. Elwood Panther, don't like to see this. He is reticent. They'll work right there. We'll hope the best for that young man. He's grimacing. He might have a cramp. I said, well, you can get cramp. Will Mitchell wouldn't be absolutely no, because I don't want to scare a mom or a dad that might be listening.
That's true, AJ.
The one way that he gets up, he's grimacing. He might have he's got a cramp. He definitely got a cramp. That's the technique to help him out. But if you get a cramp, especially sleeping in bed at night, you wake up, you got a cramp. Not a lot you can do except wait for it to go away.
It's brutal. If it wakes you up in the middle of the night, I've had that happen a couple times. Yeah, it's definitely brutal.
Hey, well, if you're in the hospital, if they have given pictures and going to sleep at night, they'll give you a shot right there in your stomach, and it can keep you from cramping.
Definitely.
Let's get the good hand clap from Tiffin. Also, let's get that hand clap. Keegan Moss. I tell you what, Keegan Moss has been a pretty good threat this whole game. I hope he comes back.
He's definitely put hard and good tonight.
He's a big son of a gun. 32 is a Keegan Moss senior. Listed at 5'9", 215. It takes two people to help him off the field.
Yeah, I think that's, we got incorrect weights there.
Fictitious. So anyway, going on the center again, Aiden Toll, wide formation, split wide right, is Zane Goodrich. He's going to roll right, pass play, going to let it go. He pick up 5 yards on the throw, they get about three more on the run, they get out of bounds. Pass play right there for the Blue Devils. Good game by Levi Burkett. He's a junior, 6'1", 190, coming in. And a pretty good rollout right there, and Aiden Toll made a good strike.
That was a good play. Yeah. unfortunately, he might have more yards, but he couldn't keep his momentum in bounds and just got pushed out of bounds.
Could be a gain of about four. Second down, six. That's a center hit toll. I formation, slot left in the slot is Goodrich. Going to reverse down, going to hit to the deep back. Tailback, that's center Griffin trying to break the pinion. They're going to throw a flag right here. Here the tackle. Center Griffin. We'll see what the flag is here in a moment. Pretty good vibrant tackle right there. They're going to mark it back on Tipton, evidently. It's going to be a 5-yard mark off now. It's going to be a holding call. Holding against the Blue Devils, so they'll back it up, and they're beyond the 6 now. It's going to be second down once again. It's going to be second down and 17.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, AJ. Now, I mean, it's second 17. See what they got here. I mean, it's been an all run here, so.
Clock rolls. Clock not to stop, even during penalties. Under center is looking over the defense right now. It's Aiden Cole. He'll go under center. I formation, slot right. Tight end left. He'll play action pass, roll out right. Pass play. Looking to get rid of it. He's going to tuck it away. Tuck it away up the sideline. He'll get tackled. About the 11. He has a somersault. Everything's fine. Didn't bother him one bit.
Yeah, Dylan Henderson made a good play to keep him from the end zone. So it's like you got Aiden Cole playing. He's usually a receiver, so if he can break out, he can run. So he got positive yards there.
I think Coach Dad there having some words with him on the sideline saying, hey, get out of bounds. Don't take the hit.
Yeah, that's true, AJ. He probably did tell him that.
So they'll line it up right there. 10-yard line, right hash. First and goal, Tipton at the Elwood 10. Slot left. Goodrich in the slot. Split out wide left is number 8, Eli Carver. They hand off. No gain. Ball carrier center Griffin. Tackle on the play.
Yeah, the fly on the play was number 75, Caleb Bombard. It was a nice play in the backfield.
So getting a play from the sideline, Coach Shear in the huddle now, Aiden Cole. I think Aiden Cole kind of liking what he's doing here in the ballgame.
Yeah, I bet. Get a good practice rest in case something happens.
We hope not. That's down right now, Aiden Cole. High formation, he'll reverse out, hand off to the tailback. Get a good block up front. He's inside the 5. That's Cedar Griffin. Cedar Griffin is lining, going to help him up right there. Good help from 59. Good effort. Dylan Hill helping him back up.
Yeah, I mean, again, on the play with Dylan Henderson. This guy's everywhere on defense, man.
Cedar Griffin going to get a breather. He's on the sideline for this play. Going to be third and goal. Ball's at the 3-yard line. Pretty much like a point after touchdown, 2-point conversion right here. So they'll line up both at their right hash. Goodrich going to spit out wide left. Wide right is Carver. And hand off. Touchdown. Cedar Griffin got him down there. He's a freshman. His dad's a doctor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, heck, that kid didn't even get touched until he got to the end zone. That big old front line there is blocking well tonight.
So they'll line up for the point after the check here. It's 41. 4:42. Clock still moving. Third quarter. There's a spot by Aiden Cole. The kick is up and just short wide left. That was Nick Hughes. Nick Hughes does have a soccer game tomorrow. Check the local listings and come watch him play soccer.
Yeah, come out and watch these kids play some soccer tomorrow.
So the Blue Devils are going to huddle up on the sidelines. Coach Stoker, Coach Frawley, talking right there to the kickoff unit. Talking it over right now. Clock is stopped. They stop it for the kickoff. That would probably eliminate about 2.5 minutes if they didn't stop it. So Coach Frawley going to talk to his kickoff unit. 436 clock is stopped. After touchdown kick was no good. It's 41-0. We're in a mercy rule contest after halftime. A 35-point differential after halftime. Whenever it reaches that, it did reach that in the first half. But first half, you play stop and go. You don't have a mercy rule in the first half. Only the second half, it's an option. And they're playing on football, but the clouds, I say, well, we can't see clouds, but we can see a lot of lightning flashing around us.
Yeah, Jerry, and there's lightning in the back there. I don't know if it's got to be within a certain distance or not to call the game, but it's amazing that there's still out here lightning in the area.
That's not badly said. Pretty well said. Let me hand the ball to number 4, Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg going to kick the ball away. 5-man front for Elwood just behind the 50. 10 yards away. A big soccer-style 6-yard approach for Ferg. He's waiting for the whistle. There it is. Ferg going to boot it. End under end. Going to be taken at the 15. On the return up the jet. Again, that's Henderson. He got out of beyond the 40 at the 41-yard line. Henderson with the return. Dylan Henderson, 5'10", 160.
Yeah, Henderson went over to nice return there. Got tackled by Couple do Blue Devils on that play.
And when last week they had a synonymous guy to kick off return. Remember that guy?
Oh, 16, yeah.
He was all over the place. He talked about him needing a whirlpool out of the game.
Yeah, he was taking a lot of hits on that. He got some good yards.
Got that formation. Will Rutherford still in the ballgame. Slot left, slot right. Balls at the right hash. 41-yard line of Elwood. Handoff right to left, going to be stopped there. Good hit by Sam Ridgway. Ball carrier with Drake Jackson. I saw a pretty good line of lightning over there. I'm sure a lot of other people did also.
I don't know how you can see it, AJ, unless you're on the other side of the field where you're back to that lightning strike.
Well, as you said, this game ended prematurely.
Yeah.
Maybe not, and I need a reason that it wouldn't.
Yeah, you're right.
So the lineup in the shotgun. Will Rutherford, slot left, slot right. Ball's in the middle of the field, 43-yard line. Taking the snap, he'll hand off. No, he'll fake it. Rutherford's going to carry the football. He got a first down. Rutherford putting his fake there. Tell the linebackers, I tell you what, he's a pretty good runner.
Yeah, good runner, but guess who was on the tackle, AJ? Number 86, Ridgway.
They want the skies lighting up after that play.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure if Chris Kaufman is still here. I doubt if he is, but if he's still here, he probably put the stop to this.
Maybe. Yeah, is that something new where they have an official, like an ISSA guy at every game now?
Not necessarily. They just choose to go one place or another. They don't have enough to go to all the games. But it's pretty nice to see Chris Kaufman here in this game.
You're right.
Shotgun formation. Slot left, slot right. Going to be an option play. Rutherford, going to keep himself. Not going to use Drake Jackson. He's got a good run. He's out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Will Rutherford pushed out of bounds by the Blue Devils. 22, Jacob Smith. He's a freshman. 5'5", 100 1/4.
Yeah, it was a good tackle, but this play's going for not AJ. There was a holding on the field.
Holding against Elwood. Flag raised at the 46. They'll back it up to the 44 of Elwood. And that sky is lighting up right in front of us.
Oh, yeah. It's almost lighting up like a 4th of July parade.
Unbelievable, but we'll see. Ball's going to be nosed up to about the 44-yard line and move it back in Elwood territory. Play clock's moving. Game clock's at 1:26. Play clock at 20 seconds. It's second down, and we'll call it 17. Shotgun formation for Will Rutherford. Feeling in the backfield. Slot left, slot right from the left edge. Calls the game, takes the snap. He's going to run option the other way. He's going to keep it himself once again. Will Rutherford, another flag comes in. Flag comes in, he gets to the 50-yard line. He evidently liked that first run to the left, but the but to the right, and you got different defenders.
Yeah, it was a, I think that was a good play, but Shane Siggins got in there on that tackle. Patini, 6'1", 219.
Flag on the play. It's going to be against Elwood.
Looks like it.
Blocking below the waist.
It looks like we got some new tips and defensive players out here right now, AJ.
So what Chase Higgins' mom, she handles the umpiring right here. She put a tournament together for 15-year-olds. They used the high school diamond and the park diamond. She put all the umpires together. She emailed it to the umpires, and she did a fine job. So they'll work at shotgun formation. Slot left, slot right for the right hash. Dropping the throw, going to roll right. Weatherford's going to take the ball himself. And the third quarter empties out. The third quarter empties out as the running clock, 12 minutes. They'll take a breather, and we'll do it again for the fourth quarter.
Fast quarter there, AJ.
Timeout on the surface. But for 12 minutes on the clock, 41-0. Bradford with a good run there in the quarter.
They just said the down marker was made by a memorial from some old Chipton people. It's nice to mention them guys.
That is nice. We noticed that right away. That number is not a dial down. It's just a lit up, translucent number.
Yeah, it's amazing. I remember when we played, you know, we had the guys on the sideline had to change that thing hand every play. So I'm sure those arms were getting tired.
And sometimes the chain would break. You take a break in the action, you think you're going to have to be calisthenics again.
Right.
So they're working it out right now. Huddles on both sidelines. We're going to, the ball is going to take place. It'll be at the 40-yard line. Still Elwood football. It's going to be third down. They need 23 for a first. The line to gain is the Tipton 38.
Yeah, let's see what kind of play they got going here, AJ. I mean, it looks like we got a whole new set of players out here. Number 60 out there.
Couple on there, number
60 is Sam Klein. We you said his name this game.
Yeah, it looks like some of them are still out there.
They're playing a three-man front right there, right side. You've got number 77, Chase Higgins. He's a junior, 6'1", 219. His mom put the umpire schedule together and did a fine job for that tournament. So they're going to walk on up to the line of scrimmage. Here we go. First play. Fourth quarter clock is going to roll. They're rolling the clock. Shotgun formation, slot right, slot left. Single man in the backfield is Jackson. He's right side of the quarterback, Will Redford. Call the cadence. Going to ask him to snap. He's going to roll right. He's going to pitch. To Jackson, short side of the field. Blue Devils working on that short side of the field. That was no problem.
Yeah, they nice pursuit there. Make the tackle. Number 60 was on the tackle.
Sam Klein.
He's right there. He's everywhere.
Yeah, definitely everywhere tonight.
So they're going to line it up. It's fourth down. Redford in the huddle. Looks like they're going to go for it. 11-11, clock is elapsing. We're in the fourth quarter. It's a running clock here at Tipton High School. Shotgun formation. Jackson, just left of Redford in the backfield. Slot right, good left, gonna roll left. Gonna roll left, gonna have to let one go. He's gonna run it. He's gonna have to pick up some massive yards. He goes out of bounds, tackled out of bounds at the Elwood 47. Blue Devils are going to take over right there at the Elwood 47 right edge.
Yeah, it was a nice play. Number 43, Cole Hussey. He's a freshman. 155 with a nice play.
We've got a second unit offense going out right now. And you look at them, you see they're pretty clean uniforms.
Yeah. They definitely see who they're bringing in the quarterback here.
Number 10, Landon Spidell. We saw him last week late in the ball game versus Franklin.
Yeah, he's only a freshman, isn't he?
Tell you what, he's got a nice-looking number on his back. I like that.
Yeah, definitely a nice-looking number.
Fran Parkinson.
How about Tony Romo?
I don't know about him. Shotgun formation, slot left. Tight end right here. Dead ball foul. They're going to stop the play. Illegal procedure against the Blue Devils. So they'll back it at 5, and they'll go back into their own territory, and they'll put it in play 1st and 15 on their own 47.
Yeah, I think Tipton's going to call timeout right here.
The timeout Tipton. They're going to iron out some efforts there. Coach Cole going to make sure everything's just right in the huddle. Say what? Coach Cole played the game, played for his dad. I told you about him holding for that special kick. But Cole went to must have been RCA zone then. They went to the final game. They're looking for the first win, but they've been there 3 times.
Yeah. I think the last time was 2013,
AJ.
Yeah.
But I got to talk a minute about 2013. They played Ritter. Ritter had 22 seniors. They played different guys. They had 11 seniors on offense and 11 on defense. And tell me how you do that without being a parochial school.
Yeah, they were different. They weren't the same 11 guys, AJ? Wow, that's amazing, AJ.
22 different senior starters in that ball game. Here they go, 26-yard line right hand. Shotgun formation for Spidell. Slot right, good hit off. No, good fake himself. Good pick it. Bootleg. Pretty good effort right there. Spidell picked up a lot of that yardage. He's going to be just about 3 or 4 yards shy of the first down. They're moving back. They're actually going to call it out of bounds a little bit sooner than that. So it's going to be 2nd and 5.
Yeah, good play. Dylan Henderson on the tackle again. Dylan Henderson, man. He probably has 10 tackles, don't you think, AJ?
Oh, my goodness. He's all over the place. So we're a 4-man front for Elwood. 4-3. 40-50 back. In the line has Blue Devils. Shotgun formation. Single man in the back. He'll slot right. Split left. To take the shotgun snap. He'll hand off. 5-yard handoff. He'll be taken right there. He'll take it down to the 38-yard line. On the run. Freshman put it in the end zone. Right here. He's running out in the middle of the field.
Yeah. It looks like he's a particular team, AJ. Keep feeding these guys in here.
He's got some speed. So if you can have speed on the football field, you've got a lot of things going for you.
Yeah, that's true. You can make a lot of things happen.
The best example is Eli Carter.
Yeah, definitely.
Some slide left, split right, take him in the backfield, shotgun, call for the kick, just take it. High snap. High snap, he'll go after it. Ball's loose. In the quarterback position right here. A number that I don't have a name for. High snap, hard to handle. On the recovery.
Gavin Roberts.
Roberts came up with the ball. First turnover, I believe, of the season for the Blue Devils.
Definitely. It was a high snap. They've had some couple high snaps here in the second half. I don't know. They probably got a different center in there.
Zane Goodrich is going to jog out. He's going to play defensive back. Set 5 as he goes down. Number 12, Oliver Calloway jogs off the surface. Line up his shotgun. Double wing. We got the foot wide right, foot wide left. Single man in the backfield is Drake Jackson. Call the cadence is Will Rutherford. He'll take the handoff. He'll drop the throw. He's going to roll right. He's going to let the pass go. Caught. Good pass. Good catch. Down to the Blue Devils 30-yard line. Credit to catch. 25. Kobe Horton. A senior to a senior. Well done.
Yeah. Nice play to get there, though. Zane Goodrich on the tackle. 5'8", 140, junior. And AJ, they haven't given up a point all year. Let's see if they can tighten up here and not let Elwood in the end zone.
Wow, you're right. I had forgotten that. They're going to the line of scrimmage, Elwood. Shotgun. To his right, that's Rutherford. To his right is Drake Jackson. Way right, slot right, split left. then hand off to Drake Jackson. He'll go right to left. He'll go four, three holes. He'll get a positive gain. He's going to pick up about 8 yards on first down.
Man, it's like the coach said, this kid's tough, man. He drug some players for 3 or 4 yards. And an 8-yard gain there. It's second name.
Second down two. Ball's resting middle of the field. 23-yard line. Elwood in the huddle with the play is Will Redford. Will Redford, we all know, is a smart, savvy young man. And Coach Carr spoke highly about him in the pregame interview we talked to him. Let me go shotgun formation. To his right, that's Redford's right, is Drake Jackson. They're going to hand off the draft. They're going to keep the ball himself. Because Redford is going to scatter. He's going to get as much as he can just inside the 20. And they're going to move the chain first down for Elwood.
Yeah, that was a good play on that. He could have been stopping back there, and he got out of it and got a first down on that play.
Elwood probably seeing that Redford had a pretty good cog in the running game tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
So now I'm sure they'll use him again next week in more of a running capacity. But he can roll out and throw the ball if he gets caught. So shotgun formation, Drake Jackson right beside him. Wing right, slot right. Dropping the throw is Redford. Long pass. Across the middle, tip. And it tips again. Tipped by the initial receiving target. They tried to get that. But they got tipped again. And the Blue Devils couldn't come up with the tip. You know that tip play that you do in practice? You think, why are we doing that? That's exactly why.
Right. That's exactly why. It hit two people. I remember watching a game way back in the day, and this ball got tipped, and a kid caught it, and it ended up being a touchdown.
There you go. So shotgun formation, Redford. Drake Jackson to his left, slot right. Slot right, slot left. Then run the option. Jackson's out there, you hold the ball. Flag comes in by the umpire, so he saw something from behind. Probably going to see a hold, and that would be another flag. If there's a flag on Tipton, flag on Elwood, it's going to be offsetting.
Yeah, it looked like there was some, after the play, pushing and shoving over there on the sideline.
So if that's offsetting, they'll replay the down, act like that one never happened. But they're checking on a player over there. Attending to him, it's an Elwood Panther. Got shaken up on the play, but he's going to make his way back to the sideline.
Yeah, I'm glad he got up and walked off the field. See what kind of penalties we got here on the play, AJ? I mean, if it's like an unsportsmanlike, I think you can get kicked out and I'll miss next week's game.
We definitely got a hold against Elwood. They may have picked up that flag on the other one, not sure, but they're going to back it up on Elwood and act like that other one didn't even happen.
Wow, that's true. That's so, I don't know what to say about that, AJ.
That flag went airborne. Everybody in the stadium saw it.
Yeah, it probably hit 10 yards.
It was pretty high, about 20 feet in the air. But anyway, they're going to ignore that one, evidently. Or they might be walking off both of them. I don't know. We'll see. That's how they do it, usually. Holding against Elwood, and that's the only flag they're going to honor. So they're back to play up. They're back at the 34-yard.
Personal foul on Elwood?
Yeah. Personal foul on Elwood, and then Tipton declined that one.
Yeah, they declined that one, yeah.
That's the class act right there. They declined that.
Yeah, well, I think they just said it was on both teams, actually.
Okay, a double. So all five and 34. 2:21 left. Clock is stopped. Clock stopped at 2:21. 41 got the pass, and we're in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, in the fourth quarter, 2:21.
So in the ball game right now, number 58 for Tipton. That's Derek Hill. 58 last year was Drew Serby.
Yeah.
He's about the best team player you'll ever see. They're going to start the clock again. 2:16, clock is rolling. Ball's at the 34, left hash spotted right there. Third down. Wow.
5, 10, 20, 25 yards for the first. They got to get to the 11-yard line of Tipton. Ball at the 34 right now. Shotgun snap. Going to roll right. Weatherford. That's what it. Couldn't come up with it. That was number 3, Henderson. Henderson kind of turned around like he wanted to do a takedown route, but Weatherford ready.
Yeah. Goodrich was there on the coverage, too, so he wouldn't have got any yards.
So, they'll park the ball right there. They'll bring it back. Bring spotted at the 34 of Tipton. Third down play. They need 25.
That was
different. Oh, okay. Tell me about that. I know he's got the shotgun formation. Gets off the field. 52 seconds. Quiet. So they hand it off right side. Greg Jackson. He breaks the contestant right there. Breaks the corner. It's about his gain of 1. Blue Devil tackle him.
I thought it was number 80, but I have no name for it. Number 80, AJ.
We'll try to get a new roster and make a new one. Jogging off the field right there. Got a cramp.
It looks like number 50.
Dakota Adams. 42 seconds left. Clock is moving. Elwood to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation. Drake Jackson to the right of Redford. Split left. They got double wing. Pass play. Looking to throw over the long pass. Tipped up in the air. Could be caught. Clock is at 23. Clock still moving. Clock didn't stop on incomplete. Only a timeout and an injury. That's probably going to be the ball game.
That's going to be it, AJ. 12 seconds.
Hey, well, we had a good time. We got to meet both coaches. And what both those coaches would help the bench for.
Yeah. Like, it was good. It was nice to meet the Elwood coach. I think Elwood's in good hands. You got me excited, AJ, for next week's game, though.
Next week, Blue Devils will be home. Twin Lakes will be here. It'll be a 7:30 start time. That's the only 7:30 start time on the schedule before the postseason. So keep your eyes peeled. Tipton will be home with Twin Lakes, the cross-conference ball game, and we'll mention Elwood. Elwood will be on the road at Oak Hill, the Golden Eagles. We thank both coaches for being quality interviews. We thank them. And we thank the TA announcer for being somewhat of a spotter for putting me in sports. I tell you what, Ernie, you did another fine job. You're getting better each week.
AJ, I'm very thankful that you asked me to do this. I felt a lot more confident this week, and this is fun. This is a fun thing to do.
I tell you what, I'm glad Patrick Morris recommended you. Called you that night at 9:30, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 9:30. He usually is in bed by then, so I was like, if he's calling, I thought something was wrong or something like that.
Well, anyway, we're about out here. We thank you for listening. We thank our support sponsors. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning.